Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English, helping you to learn English. Conversations in English are easier if you listen to Adept English to help your fluency. How to learn English through real conversation? Our podcasts are the next best thing to living in an English-speaking country. In this podcast, you'll hear the word hair, H-A-I-R, used in the singular. Many languages use a plural here, and they talk about your hairs. Listening to this podcast will help you become familiar with how English tends to use the singular noun to talk about the hair on our head. It's a common error of English language learners that you don't need to make when you've listened to this. One of the subject areas that I research online for my own interests falls under the category of life hacks. This is a relatively new phrase in English, but you find it online all the time. Life, L-I-F-E, is of course the noun that comes from the verb to live. You live your life. And hack, H-A-C-K, is here being used as a noun, but it actually comes from the verb to hack, again, H-A-C-K. This word comes from the world of computing originally. If you hack a computer system, it means that you go around its security. You access the system without permission. In a sense, you're taking a shortcut. You're going into the system without permission. You're not going through security. If you're working with a computer system, so you are authorized, you might also use the word hack to mean a quick fix, something that gets around an IT problem, but it's a shortcut, a short way to do it. It's not the proper way, not an official solution, a quick fix it is. And it's this meaning which has given rise to the term life hack. So a life hack is a useful piece of information which will enable you to take a shortcut in life, know something which isn't necessarily known by most people and which will help you in some way. There's so much information available to us online that often there are life hacks which are quick or better ways of doing things, especially around health and wellness, which may not be the official line. They may not be the standard advice. So those things interest me. The life hack that I'm talking about today is not medical as such. It's about your shampoo. Shampoo, S-H-A-M-P-O-O, is a word which I think is the same in many languages. The word shampoo comes from Hindi. See the transcript for the word in Hindi. And shampoo is what you use to wash your hair. It usually comes in a plastic bottle and it's scented and coloured and comes with a whole long description of all the benefits to your hair of the particular shampoo. Lots of ingredients which sound natural and lovely. However, if you look on the list of ingredients for most bottles of shampoo, you'll find they're very similar. An ingredient, I-N-G-R-E-D-I-E-N-T, is something that you put into a mix. So for example, if you were making bread, your ingredients would be flour, yeast, water, salt, and possibly olive oil. So the first ingredient on the list for shampoo is usually water or aqua. Second on the list, however, is usually sodium lauryl sulfate, where sulfate can be spelt S-U-L-P-H-A-T-E in UK English, or S-U-L-F-A-T-E if it's an American spelling. An alternative is a slightly different chemical, sodium lauryl sulfate, but basically the same thing. This makes up typically between 10 and 25% of your shampoo, so it's quite a lot. This isn't the ingredient that they list on the front of the bottle. No, it's in small letters on the back of the bottle. And this ingredient, sodium laureth sulfate, is called a surfactant. S-U-R-F-A-C-T-A-N-T. That's probably not a word you'll need often, unless maybe you're a chemist. But a surfactant is a really strong cleaning chemical. You'll find surfactants in your floor cleaner, the stuff you use to wash your car. It's in washing up liquid. In fact, surfactants are used wherever there is grease or oil which needs to be removed to clean something. So surfactants are used to clean engine oil from engines. Now, surfactants work well for an engine or for your greasy dishes after a meal. But on your hair, sodium laureth sulfate, or SLS, is used mainly because it's cheap. It doesn't cost very much, so of course shampoo makers like it. And SLS is used also because it makes a good lather. Lather, L-A-T-H-E-R, means the white froth, the bubbles that come when you rub shampoo into your hair. And we like to see lots of lather with our shampoo so that we feel it's doing a good job and our hair is really clean afterwards. 95% of shampoo sold uses SLS. I'm just pausing there to remind you about our courses. If you want a conversational English course, then have a look at our Course 1 Activate Your Listening. This is a course which includes English conversations between two people, with the vocabulary explained afterwards, just as I do in the podcasts. It has articles, rather like podcasts, which cover common groups of words, common vocabulary, for areas of life that you'll need the English for. We cover geography and information about the UK, food and education in this course. Have a look at the courses page on our website at adeptenglish.com for more information on Course 1 Activate Your Listening. Back to shampoo. The trouble is that SLS, or sodium laureth sulfate, is used for reasons of cheapness and bubbliness, froth, lather alone. It's not used because it's good for your hair. And actually, SLS is not particularly good for your hair. It's a very strong chemical and it can actually take too much oil from your hair. It dries your hair out, particularly if you use a hair dye. That means you colour your hair. So most women over a certain age, and some men, put a hair dye on their hair to cover up grey. So hair that is dyed is particularly vulnerable to damage from SLS shampoo. Think of it as similar to using washing up liquid to wash your hair. You probably wouldn't do that. So I heard about this and thought that I would try and experiment with it. My hair, and it's the same for other members of my family, my hair can get frizzy if the air is damp. Frizzy, F-R-I-Z-Z-Y, is an adjective, and frizz, F-R-I-Z-Z, is a noun which describes hair which is the opposite of smooth or sleek. Frizzy hair is what most of us don't want, and there are hundreds of hair products that have been invented to work against frizz. So I just thought that having frizzy hair if I go out in damp weather is normal. You end up hiding indoors or using a hood or an umbrella and hoping for the best. So I decided to experiment. For around a year now, I've washed my hair weekly with normal shampoo containing SLS, but only once a week. I didn't think it would make much difference. But now there's around 6 inches of hair grown since I started this experiment. That's about 15 centimetres if you're metric. And this hair is shinier, thicker, darker, more of it. And guess what? It doesn't frizz when I go out in damp air. But the hair below this line goes super frizzy if the weather is damp. It's all over the place and it does its own thing. So for me, this feels like a good outcome, perhaps some proof of the theory about SLS shampoo drying your hair out too much. Now, you may say to me that it's not just the shampooing that makes the difference. It's not very scientific. If I do a blow dry, that means I dry my hair with a hairdryer. This also may dry it out, so that reducing that to once a week may have made the difference. That's true, but I do blow dry my hair in between washing to straighten it. So I haven't actually reduced the blow drying. I've only reduced my use of shampoo. So it's a bit more of what you might call a controlled experiment. What I've also discovered recently is that I can buy shampoo without SLS, so that I don't use it on my hair at all, even once a week. So I've started doing that, and I'm hoping for another line on my hair where I can see the difference in the quality of the hair. SLS-free shampoo, so that's shampoo without sodium lauryl sulfate, can be quite expensive. But if you shop around online, you can find it for just slightly more money than normal shampoo. The effect of SLS on dyed hair, dry hair, or afro hair can be particularly damaging, so it may be worth researching yourself. There's even some suggestion online that using SLS shampoo could cause permanent hair loss. I'm not sure of the evidence for this, but that's pretty serious if it's true. If you're not convinced to switch shampoo because of the effect on the condition of your hair, then maybe the fact that SLS is produced using palm oil, P-A-L-M oil, maybe that'll persuade you to change. Why is palm oil bad? Well, you may know already, but I think perhaps that's a whole different podcast. Learn English conversations, fluency and vocabulary, and English speaking. All of them are helped by Adept English. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.